This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1939. How do you want your eggs? Cracking up with All Ears English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
Do you know what to say when the server asks you how you want your eggs? Today, find out what to say in a typical American breakfast situation to get your eggs exactly as you want them.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Awesome, Michelle. How's everything going? I don't know about you, but I'm craving eggs right now.
You are. Lindsay, how do you like your eggs?
Oh my gosh, I like my eggs nice and runny.
Yeah?
Yeah, a lot of people don't like runny eggs. They like scrambled eggs. But I like my eggs, obviously, if it's going to be runny, like it has to be hot. Like it can't be cool runny.
Right.
But like I said, a little bit of runniness is great. Yes.
Yeah, I agree. I like that as well. So we were just talking before we started the episode, guys. So Lindsay, you said you eat eggs mostly on the weekends, right?
Yeah, I like to order. My favorite way to order eggs is definitely through like a sandwich. When I was on the East Coast, it was often a bagel, egg and cheese sandwich. I can't find that as much out here, actually. Out here, you find more breakfast burritos.
So,
it's hard to find a bagel, egg and cheese sandwich, but that is my favorite. Or any kind of bread, like a nice sourdough. Oh,
sourdough is good.
So good. Yes.
Sourdough.
What about you? How do you like to take your eggs?
I usually have them over easy or, you know, like a fried egg basically, but also kind of runny. I like that. But I usually have them in the morning with a wrap and a little bit of fruit and some nuts and.
Oh, nice. High protein.
Well balanced. Yeah. High protein.
I bet some of our listeners are eating eggs right now because I know some of you guys like to listen to All Ears English when you eat breakfast. So enjoy your eggs. And while you're at it, hit follow on this podcast. Right, Michelle?
Please do while you're at it. If you haven't hit follow on the podcast yet, please do so because, guys, you can miss out if you are not following us.
Yeah,
you don't want to miss out.
No, you don't want to miss out. You want to hang out with Lindsay and Michelle 4 days a week. Aubrey's on here too a few times a week. So we're all here having a great time. If you love to consume podcasts on YouTube, you have a great opportunity to check out this episode and other ones on YouTube. So go over to YouTube, type in All Ears English, and this episode will be there.
All right. I love it. So, guys, if you couldn't guess, today we're talking about eggs. So, since they are such a breakfast staple, it's good to know how to order them just the way you like them. Right, Lindsay?
Yeah, I mean, this shows, I guess sometimes you might have a business breakfast, but it's more rare. You know, breakfast is more for you and a partner or you and a friend, but it's nice to be able to order things as you like it, right? This is the sign of being comfortable in a new country or in a business trip or a travel, like a tourism trip, being comfortable with, you know, ordering things as you like them, not in the easiest way, right?
Right. That's true. You want to be able to get what you actually want. So we want to give you the language to say that, because eggs are very versatile. Tons of different ways you can order eggs. And guys, there were even some that I didn't include in this because there were just too many
eggs.
There's
a ton. And that makes me wonder, actually, for our listeners, are there just as many ways in their languages? I guess so, right? Or maybe if eggs aren't commonly eaten in different cultures, there wouldn't be a lot of different ways. But a lot of cultures consume eggs. They're cheap, they're high protein, and they're healthy. They're organic, you know, they're healthy, so.
Yay, eggs.
Yay, eggs.
Just realized I had another microphone sneaking into my view.
Michelle, you have microphones coming out of the woodwork. What's going on?
I don't know how long it's been there, but I think it just swung in. Sorry.
She takes her job very seriously. Microphones everywhere.
Yes. Okay, so here we go. So guys, we also have other episodes about food. There are even more than this, but what I wanted to choose a couple. So number 1403 was grab a slice and learn pizza vocabulary in the U.S. Pizza.
Yeah. And I remember when we did that one and we talked about, you know, in New York City, you know, people grab a slice and they get the huge pizza and fold it over and walk home, walk to the subway. It's a very New York experience. Right, Michelle?
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. So awesome. And what was the other episode that we had?
Okay. That was 706. What do typical Americans eat at home? So go check out that episode to find out the answer.
Love it. Okay. So Let's get cracking.
Oh my gosh, Michelle, did you plan that pun?
I didn't.
You're good with puns. You're really good with it. I gotta be honest. I would never have thought of that. It's so good.
But guys, just to explain the joke, let's get cracking is something that you can say to like say let's get started, but then there's also to crack an egg.
So good. Well, it made me laugh, so that's all that matters, right?
Yeah. Well, what can I tell you? So all right, here we go. So first one, scrambled. What are scrambled eggs, Lindsay?
Well, in my mind, this is kind of the most standard way that people take their eggs, right? So everything's all mixed up in there in the pan, right? Very common at hotel buffets with varying levels of kind of like wetness and dryness. Yeah. It depends, right? It depends on where you're eating.
Watery, watery. Or with cheese, lots of cheese.
Ooh, I like that. I will have to say, I love cheese and eggs together.
Me too.
Hard-boiled egg, next one, Michelle. Hard-boiled
eggs. So that's when you boil them and then you take the shell off. So it's kind of a whole egg. But I love hard-boiled eggs actually, but I don't have them very often because they're not that easy to make. And when I do have them, I usually only eat the whites. I don't really like the
You don't like the yolk of an egg?
I do like that. Not when it's hard.
Not when it's hard boiled.
Because
okay,
it's just dry. Like I don't really get that.
I find the whole egg white thing, other than I get what you mean about it is kind of dry. You get a pass for that. But the whole egg white thing, no, I just can't do it. I need the yolk, especially when, you know, when the eggs are scrambled or other ways. I just get bored with just egg whites alone. I know it's healthier, but I can't do it.
No, it's really just for that context. Every once in a while, if I'm getting an omelet, I'll say, an egg white omelet. But like very rarely.
Yeah. Hard-boiled eggs are kind of a love it or hate it thing. People feel very strongly about their thoughts on hard-boiled eggs, I think.
Yeah, I think that's true. For me, it's mostly annoying to make. You can actually buy them just in a bag, like already made. But I don't really do that. What's another way?
Okay, next one is sunny side up. This is really native and natural vocabulary here. So this is where the yolk is up, and it might be a little bit runny, but a lot of these are similar. Like, isn't sunny side up a lot like over easy or medium?
I think so. So I learned a bit about eggs because I realized that I'm a little confused about.
I am too. Well, that's why we're doing this episode. That's why I just say I like them runny.
Right. I know. And so I think what it is like these ones are all like fried eggs, right? Like so sunny side up. It's like you put them in a pan and
mix it up. It just
right. You just put the egg in the. That's how mine mostly happened. So I actually was looking at a website, some egg website, I can't remember the name, to get some help.
We need some help, clearly. And our listeners definitely could use some help here. We need to know. So what's right. the difference then between sunny side okay. up and over easy?
Okay. So I think what it is sunny side up is technically you just leave it and you don't flip it.
Okay. Okay.
I think.
Okay. But over easy is
you flip it over mm-hmm. and then you can have it over easy where it's still runny. It's still kind of runny, but it's like fried runny. It's like you flipped it over, but it's still runny. But medium is cooked a little longer. And then hard is when it's like, you know, just like a fried egg where there's no runniness.
I see. Okay. Because I've always been a little confused between medium and over easy and sunny side up. But
unless
no, good.
Mm-hmm. Unless you don't flip it and it's just about how long you cook it for. But I think it's including the flip.
Yeah. If you want to be really safe and you don't want to get anything runny, just ask for scrambled, right? You can't go wrong. That is the most standard way to do it. But then there's omelet, right? You want an omelet, which is kind of a totally different meal, right? It's not the same as just ordering two eggs. Right, Michelle?
Right, exactly. Yeah, right. So I actually have a friend who... it was such a joke. We were at a restaurant and it says like, oh, two eggs any style.
Did you say omelet style?
Yes.
No, what? That doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
No.
Okay, so let's talk about that. And then there was kind of like a discussion with the waitress and there was some debate because then there was a separate menu where you could order a separate menu item of just ordering an omelet. So let's talk about that, Lindsay. So why did you kind of say, well, what omelet?
Well, it's totally separate. When I think of an omelet, I mean, I guess you could technically make an omelet with just an egg, but it normally has a lot more in it, like cheese and vegetables and other things, right? So I think I would also be really confused if I were that server. Oh, God, I feel bad for the server.
Yeah, we would not let my friend hear the end of it.
How do you want your eggs? What did he say? Omelet?
Yeah, he said he wants it in an omelet style.
No, not where I come from. So, guys, in our opinion, it's totally different. Don't answer how do you like your eggs or how do you want your eggs by saying omelet. Avoid that.
Oh, my God. I am going to tell him to listen to this episode. There's something about it because that's just it's a different thing. Like an omelet is a different thing.
It's a different meal. It's usually on a separate section of the menu.
Right,
Michelle? Like usually there's a whole page or two, just eggs, right? Yeah. And then there's actually usually a full page on different kinds of omelets you could order. Right. Cheese and mushroom or spinach or who knows what. Right.
Yeah.
What's a frittata, by the way?
Okay, so a frittata. Oh, you never had a frittata?
I don't know. I don't know if I have. All I remember is that commercial where she's like, my frittata.
Right? I don't remember that.
Okay, never mind. All right.
My frittata. I have to look into that.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, so I was also looking into the difference between an omelet and a frittata. I think a frittata is more folded, like an omelet, but folded.
Yeah, and isn't it a bit drier? Kind of like just not as...
I think of a frittata is almost more like a quiche.
Yeah.
Like, it's like more like a little bit of a cake, like a...
Yes.
It's thicker than an omelet. Mm-hmm. So I guess that would make sense if what I looked up said you fold it.
That does make sense. I like quiche. Do you like quiche?
I do like quiche.
Yeah, yummy.
Mm. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
But guys, there are tons of other ways you can have your eggs. So we went over some of the basics. But let's say that you are at a restaurant and you, like we said, you would see something on the menu like two eggs, any style, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And then you might hear the waiter or waitress say something like, oh, how do you like your eggs or how do you want your eggs?
So common, guys. We want to be ready for this moment. You are definitely going to get this question. Yeah. So let's do a role play to show our listeners how to do it. Here we go.
Let's do it.
Okay. So I'll have the breakfast special.
All right, great. Do you want sausage or bacon?
Sausage.
And how do you like your eggs?
I'll have them sunny side up.
Great.
All right. Pretty straightforward and easy, right?
Exactly. Yes. And then I made a note about the omelet or the frittata would be likely listed in a separate section.
Yeah, I think so. With the quiche, right?
right. With the quiche. And then the quiche. We already kind of talked about this. Egg whites, right? Like, so sometimes somebody might want, maybe they're health conscious or whatever. They might, I mean, although eggs are healthy, it's just not like a million of them, right? I don't know.
Yeah. No, I think eggs are pretty healthy. I mean, the thing I have with egg whites is it feels like you don't get any food when you cut out the yolk. Like, you
it's
get
true.
The, yeah. Yeah. It's
the yolk
very
is
scant.
Where like, yeah, I feel like the yolk is where most of the nutrition is.
It feels like it to me, but I don't know. I'm not a nutritionist.
I don't know. I'm not a dietitian. Yeah. But typically it's funny though, because an egg white omelet is usually extra, right? Haven't you seen that on menus where it's like egg white, egg white, substitute egg whites for $2 more or something.
Right. But you're actually getting less food, right? You're taking out something, but it's more expensive. Yeah.
Isn't
yeah.
that funny? I guess because they have to do the whole
extra work,
thing,
right? Take
with
the
eggs.
Out.
I don't know if you're looking at me right now, Lindsay, but I'm... Yeah,
I know what you mean. I've seen it. They do that thing. I don't know how to do it, but they do it.
I've tried and it's hard.
Okay, nice. I love it. Yeah. Okay, what else, Michelle? What else do we need to know?
Well, I mean, and then if you are ordering an omelet, you have to decide what you want in it. Sometimes they might say, like, you know, add your items. It might be a certain amount of money for each like item, or they might have specific right. kinds of omelet, like Tex-Mex omelet, or, you know, meat lovers omelet, or, you know, broccoli and cheese omelet, stuff like that.
Right. I think it would be common on a menu, guys, at a diner or any breakfast place in the United States to see something like build your own, like omelets, build your own is what you want to see. Yeah,
that's mm-hmm. right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Build your own. So if you were going to build your own omelet, what do you like to put on it?
Oh, I would definitely go for cheese. Spinach. I love a little greens in the morning sometimes. And like mushrooms, sauteed mushrooms. I love that. Mm. Cheese, spinach, and mushrooms, but lots of cheese, Michelle.
Which kind of cheese?
Oh, any kind. Mostly cheddar. I think cheddar goes so nicely with eggs. Cheddar yeah. and eggs. Ugh, love it. But I would take like fancier cheeses, Gruyere or something too. Oh. I don't discriminate when it comes to cheese, Michelle.
Good.
What about
That's
you?
That's like a quote I want to put on a poster yeah. that, with your face on it. It's I don't know. Quote. Lindsay McMahon, 2022. I don't discriminate against
when it comes to cheese.
When it comes to cheese, yes. What about me? Yeah, I also like cheddar cheese, maybe provolone, maybe Swiss. And I like it. I don't know. I just say dump a whole bunch of stuff in there, like any vegetable. Like I like even onions.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I could do broccoli, mushrooms for sure. So I love everything.
Ooh, what about sweet potatoes? Have you ever put sweet potatoes in a...
Oh.
That could be interesting.
I haven't. Have you?
I haven't, but I'm thinking it could be good. Maybe. I don't know.
It would be good.
Yeah. All right. Do we have one more role play for our listeners?
Let's do one more egg role play.
Okay. So in this case, we're talking about ordering an omelet, right, Michelle?
Now we're talking about omelets. Okay.
All right. I'll have the 3-egg omelet. Oh, but can I get egg whites?
Yes, definitely.
Great.
Well, what do you want on your omelet?
I'll have mushrooms, tomatoes, cheese, and spinach.
What kind of cheese?
Well, what kind do you have?
Swiss, cheddar, or Munster?
I'll go with Swiss.
Great. Coming right up.
Oh, man. Swiss is the one cheese that I just can't really get on board with. I like every other kind of cheese on earth. Swiss has a weird taste to me.
So I just bought Swiss cheese. And I don't know. I think I'm having, like, I'm falling in love with it again.
Oh, you're coming back to Swiss. Okay, that works.
I don't know. I just said, I have Swiss and cheddar in my fridge and mozzarella.
Oh, man. I would go for
lots
the cheddar.
Lots of cheese.
Lots of cheese. Yeah. Gotta love cheese. If you like cheese, go to Vermont. In the United States, obviously go to France if you love cheese. But in the U.S., go to Vermont. It's a great place to find really good cheese. So, yeah. Michelle, what's the takeaway for our listeners here?
Should we go through this or
yes.
should we?
Let's do it. Okay. Let's go through it real quick. Yes.
All right. I guess we were more. Well, I said what? Well, actually, I guess we kind of just added on our. This is kind of a new role play. It wasn't specifically.
A new extension role play. Just the idea of, I think today's episode, Michelle, is more about being ready for what your waitress is going to ask you, right?
Yes.
When you're at that diner, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, like, oh, can I. You order the 3-egg omelet. I said, what do you want on your omelet? What kind of cheese? And then you said, what kind do you have I'll go with Swiss. Great. Right. So
yeah,
a whole exchange.
And that one would be a good bonus for our listeners today. I'll go with. I love that one. Great bonus. That'll probably be in the app, right? The iOS or Android app. To go with something, again, is a creative way to say, I'm choosing this. This is what I want. Right, Michelle, mm-hmm. Do you say that a lot? I'll go with.
Yeah, I think that's it's kind of a cool, casual way to request something, order something.
Yeah, and it's good to keep it casual. It's just breakfast. I know. Let's be casual. Let's have fun. Let's enjoy. Let's be polite. You know, just I'll go with this. I'll go with that. It's easy. Good stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, Michelle, what's the takeaway for our listeners?
Well, guys, if you like eggs, you have come to the right place. Now you know how to order different kinds of eggs the way that you like them. You can order omelets. You can order sunny side up. You know about our taste in eggs. This has been a very eggy episode, and we've cracked a lot of jokes.
Michelle, you're good. You're good.
And yeah, so try this out next time you go out for breakfast or any meal, because you can have eggs many times of the day.
Yeah, such a common staple in the American diet, guys. And give it a try and hit follow on this podcast if you love All Ears English. All right, Michelle, thanks for hanging out as always. I'll see you very soon.
All right. Bye, Lindsay. This is fun. Bye.
Take care. Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with 2 young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.